Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live, the president of the Buffalo Niagara Building Trades Councils, Paul Brown. We're talking about the stadium project and everything else going on in Western New York, too. As last night, there was a meeting held, contractors looking into more about the demolition of the current stadium. Paul, thanks for being on with us this morning. You know, we talked with you in the past after this project was first announced about what a big project it would be, how many hands would be on deck, and now that we're getting a little bit closer to the finish line, has it delivered on all those promises?
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah, we've met every goal that we were supposed to. We have about, I'd say, 1,500 workers there right now. And we've met our WBE goals, our MBE goals, and our workforce. The job has been an amazing job. Gil Bain Turner is great to work with. Couldn't have gone any better.
1,500 workers on a daily basis. Is that figure the high end? Will it get even higher as we keep going here and get closer to finish?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I've never had a job in 30-something years where we had 1,500 guys on it. But so I would say that this is probably the peak. I can't see it going any higher, but it's moving along really quick. I was just took a tour there Tuesday. It's pretty cool. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a cool project. It's a huge one. It's not the only thing going on in Western New York. I mean, are we in the middle of a construction boom that we might not see again in the near future?
Oh my! Several jobs are coming up. First off, the Amazon job, you know, is a big job too. The one in that town of Niagara, it's got like almost 1,000 people on it. It kind of, if it wasn't for the stadium, that would be the big job right now. And but the stadium overshadows pretty much everything, obviously. And but that's got a big job. If they ever get the light rail job going, it seems to be moving along in the right direction now. That's a huge job. There's a couple other ones coming up that there's a data center out in Newfane or Somerset. They got like a 1 million square foot job going up there. It's a big, Buffalo's the place to be now if you want to be a construction worker, that's for sure. There's a couple other ones I can't tell you about. Sorry.
Well, I mean, are there enough workers, Paul? And, you know, what does the apprentice program look like to kind of feed the system?
Well, everybody, all the building trades, they all have, you know, like the carpenters, the plumbers, the electricians, they all have very active apprentice programs. And we do have a pre-apprentice program that we churn out, you know, they go for 8 weeks and then they can go direct entry into somebody's apprentice program. So there's enough workers. It's a little tough sometimes, you know, mostly with schools because they want everybody to go to college. And, you know, we try to tell them, look, this is a trade. It's like an apprentice program. By the time you're done, just the related instruction is equal to an associate's degree. So it's kind of like going to college and earning a lot of money at the same time. But workforce-wise, we should be fine. We've done it here. There's some out-of-town people here, but not a lot. And it's working out pretty well.
Well, hey, good to hear. Great that we're having this picture right now in Western New York. And Paul, thank you. Paul Brown is president of the Buffalo Niagara Building Trades Councils, joining us live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.